Trump advises countries to make a deal as tariff deadline looms. Keep working, it's all going to work out. By Nick Gilbertson on July 11, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump shared a message for countries worldwide before he departed for Kerrville, Texas. On Friday, as the August 1 tariffs loom for a number of nations without renegotiated trade deals. Breitbart News asked Trump if he had any advice for the countries as he ready to board Marine One on the South Lawn. I think just keep working hard. We've been taken advantage of for many, many years by countries, both friends and foe, and frankly, the friends have been worse than the foes in many cases, he said. So I would say, just keep working. It's all going to work out, he added in an optimistic tone. Trump sent out letters on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday to leaders around the world announcing the duties their countries will face, separate from sectoral tariffs, on exports to the U.S. beginning on August 1. Trump warned in the letters that any retaliatory tariffs would be matched by the United States and tacked onto the original number set to take effect on August 1. He also underscored that companies from these respective countries will not have to face tariffs on products produced in America, an incentive to drive business to the United States. The tariffs on various countries announced this week include Algeria, 30% tariff. Bangladesh, 35% tariff. Bosnia and Herzegovina, 30% tariff. Brazil, 50% tariff. Brunei, 25% tariff. Cambodia, 36% tariff. Canada, 35% tariff. Indonesia, 32% tariff. Iraq, 30% tariff. Kazakhstan, 25% tariff. Laos, 40% tariff. Libya, 30% tariff. Malaysia, 25%. Moldova, 25% tariff. Myanmar, 40% tariff. The Philippines, 20% tariff. Serbia, 35% tariff. South Africa, 30% tariff. Sri Lanka, 30% tariff. Thailand, 36% tariff. Tunisia, 25% tariff. Many of the letters noted that if countries reduce trade barriers to allow U.S. companies greater access in their markets, in addition to reducing tariffs, then the administration would potentially consider a modification to the tariffs. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump boarded Marine One shortly after the gaggle en route to Joint Base Andrews, where they departed for Kerrville via Air Force One. The president will receive a briefing from local elected officials on the devastating flooding in the Hill Country and will meet with affected family members and first responders, a White House official told Breitbart News. He is also slated to participate in a roundtable with local officials where Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, is expected to be in attendance.